The flashpoint continues to be the Boko area. Only 2 days ago, an incident in a marketplace triggered an unfortunate loss of lives and criminal vandalism of property. I wish to emphasize that nobody gains from this situation of conflict and insecurity. We have triggered the Otumfuo mediation process, which saw all stakeholders participate in discussions in Kumasi on a roadmap towards peace. I'm assured by the Asantehene that the process next week, when he returns from his brief visit abroad. Congratulations to our armed forces for the sacrifices you have made, even at the peril of your lives, to protect life and property in the Boko conflict area. We need the cooperation of all to restore peace in Boko and its environs. And I entreat all sides to embrace peace as we dialogue to resolve this age-old dispute. Plans for the expansion of the Ghana Armed Forces to ensure increased capacity to counter both internal and external threats were initiated while I was in office in my previous term. During this period, we supervised the acquisition of air, land, and sea assets to equip the armed forces to fulfill their mandate of keeping our nation safe. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, in resetting our nation to build the Ghana we want, my government will aggressively pursue the ideas of operational and combat readiness of the Ghana Armed Forces. We'll resource the Ghana Armed Forces. This means better equipment, including more simulators, advanced training, and the ability to mobilize swiftly in times of need.